Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Just a short while ago, I presented the question, are these things both? If that question is set in Acts chapter 7, verse 1, are these things both? At this time, I will report on the things that are so. The judgment continues. The Word of God has set forth a complaint. The complaint is found to be against the Gentiles, especially this part here that I'm dealing with, is against the Gentiles. The complaint says that the Gentiles, it says, this evil people, that's the word of the complaint, this evil people which refuse to here, refuse to comply with my word. The evil people identified as the Gentiles, and the complaint states that they have refused to comply with the word of God. These things I have found to be so. What? Jeremiah 9:5. They will deceive, and they will not speak the truth. The they in the statement and the rest of the statements that have the word they in them, the they is a reference to the Gentiles. They will deceive and will not speak the truth. that thing is found to be so. It is as stated by the word of God. 2, Jeremiah 9:5. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. It is so. Jeremiah 9:8. Their tongue speaks deceit. So they're still referencing the Gentiles. Their tongue speaks deceit. That's Jeremiah 9:8. And moving on, Psalm 12:2. They speak vanity. And what is vanity? Anything or action that is worthless. Now, this is also speaking against the Christian church, whether you want to call it Christian church, Catholic church, the church of the Gentiles, okay, all of these things are the same, referencing the same, the Gentiles. So when I say the Christians here, thinking about the Gentiles. The Gentiles deceive, they will not speak the truth. And we're talking about specifically their religious teachings, their religious rhetoric and teachings. All right? They lie concerning Jesus. Okay? They will not speak the truth. They've taught their tongue to speak lies. They speak vanity. The Christian clergy, the Gentiles, the Christian clergy are the ministers of the Gentiles. We're still talking about just only the Gentiles at this time. Psalm 62:4, they delight in lies. And these are things that I have observed, okay? Are these things so? These are things I have observed. They delight in lies. They've taught their tongue to speak deceit. They speak vanity. They deceive. They do deceive, and they do not speak the truth. Christianity. This is what goes on in there. Jeremiah 8:10, number 6 I have listed here. Everyone deals falsely. Everyone. The priest, the clergy, the pope. Everyone deals falsely. And so, and they're speaking lies and dealing falsely. What does that cause the people to do? Do the same. Speak lies, speak falsely. They delight in lies. Everyone speaks falsely. Jeremiah 23:14, they walk in lies. They will deceive and will not speak the truth. They walk in lies. And get this. You're talking about Christians, the Christian ministers, and there are people who hold the Gentiles, the ministers, the Christian ministers, to be righteous men. But what does it say? Their tongue speaks deceit. They speak vanity. That which they speak is worthless, giving the people a false hope, speaking the truth, but dealing falsely, walking in lies, and delighting in lies. things I have observed. Number 8, they have said, with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Okay? Prevailing with the tongue. Prevailing over who or what? Prevailing over the word of God and prevailing over the living God, Tommy L. Hart. This is what they're speaking of. They have said, with our tongue, we will prevail. Our lips are our own. 9, Isaiah 9:17. Everyone is an hypocrite, evildoer. Not just some of the priesthood, not just some popes, not just some Christian ministers, everyone is a hypocrite and an evil doer. What evil do they do? They deceive and will not speak the truth. They speak vanity. They delight in lies. They deal falsely. That's evil, according to the word of God. Everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks folly, foolishness, vanity. Every mouth speaks folly. The Christian ministers. Now, they are doing this for their people, the Gentiles. Okay? They're not just doing it for themselves. They are doing it for their people. They are all confederate in this to work evil. They have conspired to deceive. They have conspired to speak lies. Number 10, Acts 5:42. They cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ, although they were commanded not to do that anymore. The word says they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ, and I am a witness. They do teach and preach Jesus Christ. Against the word of God and against the living God, Tommy L. Hart, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. 11. Psalm 78:19. They do speak against God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. They speak against the living God. That's blasphemous. It is blasphemy against God. I have found that to be so in their preaching, in their teaching, their Christian teaching. The Gentiles speak against the word of God. They speak against the law. They speak against the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Number 12, Psalm 53:4. They have not called upon God. The commandment in Jonah 1:6 says, call upon thy God. The Gentiles have not called upon their God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. I am a witness. Psalm 80:18, the Gentiles have promised the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, that they will call upon his name. They have not done that. Psalm 65, verse 1 says to me, to thee shall the vow be performed. The Gentiles have not performed their vow of calling upon me, the living God. I am a witness. And you have there, we have the promise, the vow, the promise that they have made to God in saying, we will serve thee. They have vowed to serve the living God, Tommy L. Hart. I am a witness. They have not served me. They are not serving me. They have not called upon my name. They have not kept the commandment of Jonah 1, verse 6, which commands them to call upon their God. Who is their God? The law says Tommy L. Hart is their God. Tommy L. Hart, this is the man having the designation of God. Furthermore, the law says about me, to them, he, Tommy L. Hart, is thy Lord, and worship thou him. 13, Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. They are robbers of the word, are robbers of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Rob. That means to deprive someone of something belonging or due. God is due glory. The Gentiles have deprived me of glory. God is due obedience. The Gentiles are not obedient to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They are robbers of the word of God and of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Rob also means to take or withhold something from unjustly or injuriously. They are also robbers of the people, black people in particular. Black people are due the truth. The Gentiles have withheld truth from black people. And they have done that unjustly and injuriously of black people and giving black people a false hope. That is unjustly and it is injurious. So the Gentiles are found to be robbers of the word of God. They are robbers of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. They have denied the word of God its place in their lives and in their operations. They have denied the word of God of its authority. Matthew 15:3-6. They have transgressed the commandment of God. And the statement that goes on to say, by their tradition. What is their tradition? Their tradition is religion. You know, like going to church, hearing the preacher, the priest, the liars. They have transgressed the commandment of God. And what is the commandment of God, The commandment of God is the law of the Lord. They have transgressed the law of the Lord by their tradition, by their Christian tradition. They have transgressed the commandment of God in the words of the complaint, by refusing to hear, refusing to conform and comply with the word, and in that they have transgressed the commandment of God. They have transgressed the law of God. 15, Psalm 78, verse 10, they have not kept the covenant of God. They have not lived up to their promise, their vows to God, and now they have not kept the covenant of God and have refused to walk in his law. These are all things I have observed. It is written in the book of the law, Job 22:22, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. The Gentiles are commanded to receive the law from the mouth of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. And it is written in the book of the law, let your ear receive the word of his mouth. There is no evidence of the Gentiles receiving the law from my mouth, and there is no evidence of the Gentiles receiving the word of God from my mouth. 2 Chronicles 34:31, the Gentiles made a covenant. They covenanted to walk after the Lord. They made a covenant among themselves, the Gentiles worldwide. Okay? In the covenant, they said they will serve the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart. Let me read this. The Gentiles made a covenant. They covenanted to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes. The Gentiles are not walking. They are not in agreement with the covenant. They are not walking according to their covenant, and they are not obedient to the commandment, call upon thy God. They are not performing the vow they have made to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Broken covenant, broken vows. The covenant they made among themselves, the vows they made to God. 2 Chronicles 34:25, they have forsaken the word of God. The Gentiles, they have forsaken the word of God. That's a statement of conclusion there. But also, it is a thing that I have observed, okay? It is a thing that is so. The Gentiles have forsaken the word of God. 17, Isaiah 24:5, they have transgressed the law and broken the everlasting covenant. Sounds like a summary statement, doesn't it? But again, I have noticed this thing, that they have transgressed the law, and I have noticed that they are not in keeping with the everlasting covenant. Are these things so? Yes, these things are so. 18, Isaiah 24:16, the treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. 19, Jeremiah 5:3, they have refused to receive correction. things I have observed, things that I have found to be so. The Gentiles, they've refused to receive correction. 20, Jeremiah 3, verse 21, they have perverted their way. That was number 20, Jeremiah 3, 21, they have perverted their way. I'm sorry, that was number 20, Jeremiah 3, 21, they have perverted their way. Number 21, 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 15, listen, they please not God. I am a witness that the Gentiles are not pleasing God. They are displeasing to God. And they are commanded to do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. And that commandment is in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 18. It commands them to do that which is right good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Number 22. Psalm 107, verse 11. That they, the Gentiles, have rebelled against the words of God. Sounds like a conclusion, doesn't it? But it's also a thing that I have observed. And it is a thing that is so. They have rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Commanded, only rebel not against the Lord your God. 22 points wherein they, the Gentiles, have refused to hear. They have refuse to comply with the word of God. Those 22 points are descriptive of the Gentiles. Those 22 points, they are things that are so. The things that are so are truth. The question, what is truth? Truth is these 22 points that I have presented to you. The things that are so are descriptive of the Gentiles. The things that are so are truth. The things that are so are identified by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. These 22 statements come from the Word of God, and those 22 statements are so. I have answered the question, are these things so? I have defined, I have shown the things that are so. I have answered the question set in Acts 7, verse 1, saying, are these things so? The things which are so are things I have observed. I, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord God, am a witness. Don't forget to join me on Twitter. Check me out, hashtag Tommy L. Hart. Check me out on Twitter, hashtag Tommy L. Hart. And join me the next time when the judgment continues.